everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk a little bit about courage. It seems like courage is so needed in our lives on an everyday basis in various settings, with our families, with our peers, and in our workplace settings. Even online, especially, might be another important battleground where we might need to be courageous. And so I want to pose the question, how does one become courageous? And to be honest, I'm not really sure that I have an answer to that question. But I think for me personally, I become more courageous when I hear or read about other people who are courageous or who have been courageous, whether it's in the media or in scriptures. Stories that inspire me often make me want to be a little bit more courageous and better than I am. And Esther in the Bible is one of those people I've always been inspired by. Just a brief background on Esther. She was chosen for her beauty to be the queen to King Ahasuerus. And the king didn't know that she was a Jew. And so a proclamation was sent to all the kingdom that the Jews were to be killed. And Esther had a decision to make. And Mordecai, who had raised her as his own daughter, asked her a question when he said, and this is in Esther 4:14, quote, "For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" End quote. And I think that we can each ask ourselves this question when we're faced with a situation that requires us to be courageous, that who knows whether we've been chosen for such a decision such as this at such a time. And Esther courageously decides to go in unto the king and plead for her people and for herself. And she says, "If I perish, I perish." For her to approach the king unannounced could lead to death. Yet she does it and she faces that fear and ends up saving her people. We have here at the Mormon Channel a new Mormon message that's just recently been released called Courage, and it's about Esther. And I'm so excited because we have the opportunity to be with us, the filmmaker of that Mormon message, and her name is Christina Torriente Robé, and she's joining me in the studio today. Christina, thank you for coming on the Mormon Channel Daily Show.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here, and I'm excited for this message to come out. It's taken me longer to finish this piece than it has some of the other ones, so I'm really excited for it to go up, and I feel like it's a really good one, I hope.
It's excellent. I actually watched it again just before I came in here, and I love it. It has such a powerful message. I'm excited for everyone else to be able to see it, too. So what was the background behind the creation of making this Mormon message?
There's definitely a need to reach different types of audiences, and while I think courage is very universal, our audience really is women, and I was actually asked to produce a message based on womanhood because it's just a topic that we really want to address and want to encourage women. And I actually was meeting with Sister Beck about a year ago, and we discussed some different options and different ideas of how we might be able to reach the audience of women. And this was one of the ideas that came up. I've always loved the story of Esther and her courage and everything that that took place in that story. There aren't that many stories about women in the scriptures. And hopefully this is one that everyone can at least know well enough to relate to. And then if not, they can go and read more. But I just really wanted to help women, no matter what situation they're in, to find a way to relate to Esther, because she was brave, she was courageous in a situation she didn't expect to happen in her life, and she took that situation. I don't know that she wanted it. I don't know that she wanted to have to go before the king and risk her life. I imagine she didn't, but when that came and that's what was needed, she took the challenge and she had the faith to do that. So there's different ways that each woman in this world shows their courage. And I really wanted to relate to Esther in three different ways at least, so that hopefully we've captured something that every woman can relate to.
And I think you did. I think it comes across as that. And I think no matter our situation, I've found myself relating to it in different ways, you know, in situations that you face where you have to be courageous. And you, like you said, you might not want to. And she probably didn't want to either, I'm guessing. So were there any interesting stories that you came across while you made this?
Oh, there's so many great stories behind the story. And it's such a testimony of it being the Lord's work, because things do fall into place. My favorite story on this one is the fact that we were able to, I was filming in Portugal for another project, and we just happened to find this beautiful elderly woman named Maria, and we filmed her, and she's just the most incredible woman. And one of my goals with this was I really wanted it to be authentic. I did not want to hire actors, other than Esther, of course, herself. Everyone else, they're not actresses. It's their real story. With Maria, I just was so in love with her personality and the woman that she was. I wanted to have her voice. And it was requested later. We had her voice in it, and there were subtitles. Some people were having a hard time reading the subtitles and following everything else that was going on. And so it was requested that I take out the subtitles and hire someone else to have her voice and to say the words that Maria was saying. And it was really hard for me because I'm all about using the real voices if possible. And it took a long time to find a woman from Portugal. I wanted it to be a Portuguese accent, and finding someone of that age who had the right accent to go along with it. It took some time, but we found her, and she came in, and she was very excited about the lines we had given her, and she felt very close to the lines, that she related to them a lot. And I thought, okay, well, that's great. And then when we showed her the piece that she would be saying the lines for, she saw Maria on the screen, and she said, "Ah, Maria!" And she got tears in her eyes, and we come to find out they were really good friends. When this other woman was living in Portugal, they used to go to the temple together on the bus that took 2 days to get to Switzerland. I mean, they've just known each other for years. And to have this woman come in from here I'd been in Portugal, there's no way I could get Maria to say those lines in English, but to have the next best thing is a close friend of hers. I got chills and I got teary-eyed, and I thought, okay, Heavenly Father, I am not going to question your purpose and your plan on this. So it was incredible that she walked in and just so happened to be one of her best friends. So
that is an incredible story. That is so cool. Wow, thank you for sharing that with us. How neat. So she did the voiceover and it turned out great. It flows seamlessly. When I saw it, I loved it. Is there anything else that we should know?
This project was such a team effort. You know, there's so many people that have had a piece of the puzzle in this project, and in wouldn't be what it was if it weren't for everybody that's been involved. And it's been so fun to see a team coming together and really just creating this piece. And, you know, one other thing that happened when we were on set, and it's something that we find a lot, there really is, you see the miracles taking place for things to come together the way they're supposed to, but you also feel a power that doesn't want them to take place. You kind of have these moments where whatever it is, if it's just confusion or things aren't going right. And when we were filming Esther, the flies were everywhere. And here we're trying to get sound and we're trying to have everything sound really natural. And there's just flies buzzing all over the place and flying on Esther's face. And yeah, we could not get rid of the flies. But it kind of started this, a lot of things just weren't going right. And I remember sitting in front of the monitor just watching and just kind of feeling a little bit of heaviness around I don't know what it was. And I thought, well, maybe I'm just tired, a turkey sandwich. I don't know what it was. But I felt just a little bit heavy. And a girl that works with me a lot, she came up and she said, "You're feeling it, aren't you?" And I said, "What?" And she said, "The heaviness." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know what it is." And she's like, "You know what it is. You know what it is. Somebody doesn't want this done." And it just, it clicked to me. And I realized, oh my goodness, you know, she's right. It's happened before. And we just kind of regathered ourselves and thought again about what the whole purpose was, why we were here filming this in the first place. And I knew exactly what I needed to tell the actress at the time. And the spirit just swooped in. I really wanted to capture a specific type of emotion. And it came. It came after I knew what I needed to say. And what that was... we were making a message to help encourage women. And there are a lot of women that are dealing with a lot of difficult trials right now. And men too, of course. But there's a heaviness that and a burden that a lot of women are having to carry. And to bring encouragement to women and to be able to give them a little bit of hope and a little bit of hopefully just make their day brighter by seeing this video or whatever it is to keep them pushing along, that's so important. It's so important for them to feel that and to feel like they're not alone and that no matter what situation they're in, if they're faced with a difficult situation at work or if they're dealing with a health issue, or maybe they're just in a situation where it's hard to get out of bed every morning. But to give them that message that, hey, it's okay. You're being courageous because you're doing the best that you can. And that's the message that I really wanted to capture. And it's definitely a message somebody didn't want me to be able to capture and want us to be able to capture. And so, but it's really beautiful to see the miracle that takes place when you're feeling that and you feel the adversary a little bit and then wait, no, we've got this, we're stronger than that, and we know it needs to be done, and it's the spirit that gives that to us and helps us along the way. So it's not us, it's completely the hand of the Lord working in his ways. So
well, I think that probably sends a message to all of us as we're watching it to remember maybe a little bit of the opposition behind it. And to know that we are doing good. And I think we probably each know somebody who's in a situation like that with either a health challenge or a problem with maybe one of their children or just getting out of bed every day is, like you said, a struggle. So I think it's a perfect way to encourage and give hope and comfort to women and to men even that put themselves in the shoes of how can I be courageous today or what am I doing that might require courage? I think you captured it perfectly. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. I'm so glad that you could be here and that we could learn from you. And thank you for making this. Oh. It's going to bless all who see it.
Thank you. It's been a great project to be a part of. It's been a huge team effort. And I'm grateful for all those who helped support it. And it's been a good learning experience and one I've needed too.
Well, we're grateful. Thank you again.
Thank you.
So if you haven't had the chance to see that Mormon message, go check it out. It's on our website on mormonchannel.org. And again, the title is called Courage. I hope that these stories of courage can help us maybe each be a little more courageous and help the people around us to be, whether it's our children or our family or friends. And thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions or comments or stories of courage that you want to share with me, I, as always, welcome your feedback. Send them to me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall. But I welcome your suggestions, and I love to hear your comments, so please feel free to send them to me. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And with that, I'm going to leave you with our song of the day from Katie Miner, and it's called Be Still and Know. Thanks, everyone, for being with us today. I hope you have a great day.
Be still and know He is God. There are hurts that will take.